Playhouse 1-84, you go out with somebody, and for whatever reason, you're not really hearing back from them. And you just want answers, or even better yet, another date. That's why we do Second Date Update, and we got Second Date Nate today. Nate, tell us about the person you went out with.
Yeah, man, I went on the best date with the girl I met on Tinder, Rachel. We went out, we had dinner and drinks, and, you know, we even ended a night at my place for Netflix and chill.
All right, so, I mean, that sounds like it went okay, right? You went out, you had a good time, good enough time that she'd want to go back to your place.
I'm telling you, the best date. But it was weird because, you know, after we got back, we hung out for like 2 hours and, like, abruptly needed to leave, and she hasn't been answering me since. And I don't know, I just want answers.
So you basically, you had a date that was going great, and just momentarily in this date, boom, in the room, it just, she was like, I gotta go, kind of thing.
It was so weird. Yeah, very abrupt. I don't know what happened, but, you know, like, trying to figure it out.
Was it getting late? Did she have to work the next day? Maybe she just realized, like, oh my God, I cannot believe it, I gotta get home.
No, I mean, now that I think about it, she didn't really offer any explanation. She just said she had to go. I mean, to me, like, maybe something was wrong.
Well, we would love to get you another date if we can, and if we can score one for you, we'll pay for it. If nothing else, we can try to get you some closure here in a couple of songs, okay?
Yeah, appreciate you guys, yeah.
Fast forward.
All right, Rachel, do you hear us okay?
Yes.
All right, Rachel, do appreciate you taking a couple of minutes. Now, just for some context sake, the reason we want to talk to you this morning is a segment we do called Second Date Update, and I want to let you know that a guy that you did spend a little time with recently is on the phone. His name's Nate. I don't know if you want to say, hey, Nate.
Hey.
Oh, hi.
Okay, so Second Date Update, the whole premise is he'd like to see you again and you don't seem interested. Is that the case?
Well, I mean, I can't see him again. Did he mention that he's obviously in a relationship?
He left that out,
yeah.
I'm not in a relationship.
Okay, so what makes you so sure that he's dating somebody? You do some social media creeping or what?
Well, you know, let me just explain what happened. So, you know, we were, you know, hanging out together, and then he was getting a booty call, like, with some random, you know, like, it's just, the phone kept ringing, her face kept coming up, he kept silencing the phone, and it blacked out. Like, don't act like I don't see your phone blowing up with some girl's face. I mean, I'm nobody's fool, and I know that you're up to something.
No, that was my sister. So this is funny. I mean, so I'm one of her go-to people that she calls when she gets drunk and needs a ride. But, I mean, I told her I had a date. So, you know, I told her that I'd have to ignore her because, you know, she could call somebody else. And I did call her back later, and she was fine, and she got a ride with a friend.
Wait, that your sister called you, like, 5 times?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that was my...
Okay, if that was really your sister calling, I feel like a dum-dum.
Nate, how come on the date you didn't just say something? Like, sorry, my sister keeps calling.
Over and over.
Well, just because I already told her and beforehand, and so when she called, it was kind of, like, annoying for me. So I ignored it, and then she kept calling because she was drunk. But, I mean, she was fine. She found somebody to give her a ride, so.
In his defense, Rachel, booty calls don't usually call, like, over and over and over and over and over and over again. It's like they're going down that list. They got them couple people they might call, and then they go to the next one, right? Like, unless he is just that impressive of a man, that booty call ain't going to be calling over and over again. Like, if you for sure believe that that's the sister or he could prove it in some way to you, would you want to go out again? We'd pay for that. We'd send you guys out again, have a proper date. Maybe he turns his phone off this time.
Hey, I mean, I could have my sister record video.
You know, I mean, if you can actually prove that, I, first of all, would definitely apologize. And, yes, we could go out again.
Oh, you know what's even better? You can listen to her drunk voicemails from that night.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, yeah, for sure. And, you know, preemptively, I'm sorry for, you know, assuming.
No, I'm glad we talked about it. You know, this is why I got you on here.
Can you send us the drunk voicemails?
Yeah, I want it.
I'll send it to you guys too.
Well, listen, we got a couple of gift cards to some restaurants in town. Why don't you guys hang on hold for a second? We'll get y'all squared away, okay?
All right, thanks.